Good morning. It's Friday, July 10th, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know to be in the know. A new legal battle is unfolding over immigration enforcement in the United States. The Justice Department has filed a lawsuit against Maryland, arguing that the state's policies interfere with the Trump administration's immigration crackdown. Officials say Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche directed federal lawyers to challenge state and local policies they believe obstruct federal immigration operations. The administration contends Maryland's approach limits cooperation with immigration and customs enforcement, making it harder to carry out deportations. Civil rights groups, however, argue the broader crackdown raises concerns about due process and racial profiling. The lawsuit is the latest in a series of legal challenges targeting so-called sanctuary jurisdictions, and it could shape the balance between state authority and federal immigration powers. Another news. A fatal immigration enforcement shooting has shaken one of Houston's oldest Latino neighborhoods. Residents of Magnolia Park, often called Little Mexico, continue to hold vigils after ICE officers fatally shot Lorenzo Salgado Araujo during a vehicle stop. ICE says Salgado rammed an agency vehicle and attempted to run over an officer before shots were fired. His family disputes that account and is calling for an independent investigation. More than 1,000 people marched in protest this week, while federal authorities confirmed the officers involved were not equipped with body cameras. Community leaders say fear has spread throughout the neighborhood as immigration enforcement intensifies, and the incident is expected to fuel continued debate over accountability and federal immigration tactics around the world. Iran has laid its late supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei to rest following days of nationwide mourning. His burial took place at the revered Imam Reza Shrine in Mashhad, where enormous crowds gathered after a week of funeral processions across Iran and Iraq. Khamenei was assassinated during the opening strikes of the conflict involving the United States and Israel earlier this year. His son and successor, Ayatollah Mojtaba Khamenei, has yet to make a public appearance, reportedly due to injuries sustained during the attack. Funeral crowds chanted anti-American slogans and called for revenge, underscoring the deep political symbolism surrounding the ceremony. The burial closes one chapter of Iran's leadership while leaving major questions about the country's future direction. Another news. China has taken another step toward reusable space technology. State media says engineers successfully recovered a Long March 10B rocket booster using a net mounted on an offshore platform after the booster returned vertically following launch. The test marks China's first successful controlled recovery of a carrier rocket booster and reflects its growing ambitions to reduce launch costs through reusable systems. Reusability has been dominated by American companies in recent years, making this demonstration an important milestone for China's space program. ARM officials say the technology remains experimental, but the successful test highlights Beijing's continued investment in expanding its commercial and strategic capabilities in space exploration. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.